What's going on, guys? What's going on, everybody? This is the MMA Complex. We are back. Brand new episode. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
It is. We haven't had an episode for you guys since probably around Halloween time.
That's freaking crazy.
Been very busy, I guess, in our personal lives. We haven't even seen each other since. So it's been about a month and a half. And that's a long time. So
I mean, someone say that your son Julian didn't even recognize me.
Yeah, I know. He did, but he was just like, I think he was so in because he's got his favorite movies now. He loves Toy Story. My son's almost a year now, just a few weeks away from that, and he loves Toy Story, and he's a big fan of this one horror movie, and those are the only two movies he really pays attention to. Sleepaway Camp 2. So that's his thing. But yeah, no, he I think he just spooked him. He turned around and saw you out of nowhere and he's like, what the fuck? And then he got all scared. But you know, he warmed up after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's been some time, honestly, keep it short and sweet. Just very busy work, home life, personal life, you name it. It was a very busy, it's a holiday season, I guess you can say, as part of it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Just a number of things. Our schedules did not conflict. You got sick 1 week, and then
I was bad that week.
You know what I'm saying? So things just didn't match up at all. And I think it was good in the sense that we were, I think, able to reflect on what we've been able to do this year in terms of the podcast and what we want to do for the future. And I think even if we wanted to even continue doing this thing. We were just talking about it before we started recording. This year has been very, very busy for us. My schedule outside of here and work especially has been very taxing and very time consuming. So it's left very little time and energy to put into this thing. And I think if, at least for me, if I'm not able to put my all into something, it's like especially creative wise, I get discouraged. Maybe I don't want to do it. Yeah. And so
plus you got married this year too.
Yeah. I got married during that time too. So it's like, So I think it's just finding a balance, and I've been working at least on my end and your end too, to like find a balance and to get things kind of on the even keel so we can devote some time to this thing. So
yeah, no, for sure, man. It's,
I found that new passion and new vigor, and
it sucks that we were gone for a month and a half, but you know, we got discouraged in that month and a half, but it's nice to talk about, you know, those struggles over those inner feelings of what to do next. But we got some motivation, some fire back in our asses, and I think that we have some pretty cool ideas that we can let loose for January and for the rest of the year in 2020.
So I mean, what we're gonna do is devote pretty soon, it's going to be devoted Tuesdays or podcast days. So you can expect episodes on every Tuesday, if not Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Between Wednesday and Thursday. Let's just say that. Tuesday and Thursday, you're definitely going to get an episode or two.
Yeah.
So
weekly episodes
guaranteed. Yeah, weekly episodes guaranteed. We're going to really commit to trying to get guests on this show again. I think that's been an issue in terms of scheduling people. And then we're going to start trying some new things. So trying some, on the road projects, you know, add some new content to the YouTube channel, just some like fun stuff because we have other interests outside of here. So add that kind of stuff onto the YouTube channel.
Yeah. Review shows,
The Mandalorian, all that stuff. Yeah. And I think we're going to do a lot of that and try to, you know, put our all into this thing again. And also the MMA Complex website is completely being redone in a way. As of right now, the site as it is right now is probably going to come to an end. We're transitioning over to more of a blog format. And there, at least creative-wise, we can just do a lot more stuff with it very simply and it's a lot easier to access. And so it's going to be, as of right now, it's the MMA Complex at Blogspot. I'm working on in terms of changing that, to hopefully be just MMAComplex.com. So that's something that we're going to be working on. But those are all details that you guys will, you know, become aware of later on. But aside from that, man, this is a new chapter for the MMA Complex. We're going to give it, we're going to stick with it. We're going to keep on going. This is our passion. This is our love. This is our creative outlet. And
it's scary though, man, to even think that there's a possibility that it can go away.
Yeah. Oof. It was scary. Sad. it was sad. It is scary, but it's not like, you know, it's just, I figured I was even like interested in maybe even trying something different, like whatever. But honestly, I think the scheduling outside of here was a big issue and taking a big toll on everything. Yeah, so like I was even apologize for like even the Instagram and the Facebook. It's just hard to even keep up with a lot of that stuff when you're just exhausted and tired. Yeah. So, I think it's all going to change pretty soon. And then it's going to be a whole new chapter for the MMA Complex.
I'm excited, man. I'm pumped up. And I'm happy that we're going to continue.
Yeah. Aside from that, I mean, we kept up a little bit, but, you know, we were just talking about the holidays too, Thanksgiving, and just a little stuff we've been, you know, doing on our free time, catching up on Mandalorian episodes, and I love that show, man. And just catching up on fights, just, you know, watching fights as much as I can. And I know last weekend we had Overeem and Rozenstruik and all that. So we can talk about that pretty soon. But anything you want to add to the people before we get into this fight talk?
I hate the holidays, but they're here, and shop online.
I've done some of my shopping online.
Yeah,
I was looking to, you know, drop some cash here and there, but honestly, once I came out to it, I was like, I don't need much. I bought another Adidas tracksuit, bought my kid a couple of things, about my wife a couple of things, which is crazy to say. Isn't it crazy?
That's the first time I heard you say that.
I know. I've only been married for a little over maybe 2 months.
2 months.
Close to 2 months. Yeah. So, yeah. You're just kind of weird to say. I haven't gotten used to it yet.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Did you catch the fights over the weekend?
On YouTube, because I don't have ESPN Plus anymore, but I caught the important one.
Okay. You had a couple of them. You had Ruiz and Joshua
on that too.
On DAZN.
I watched that.
Yeah. You had that. You had the UFC that pretty much took place right after.
Oh no, which is great. And you had Combate.
You had Combate later on that night. So Combate, we could though just get Combate out of the way. What did you think about that?
I thought it was a shit show.
Tito and Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, it was a shit show. It was
a barely even fight. I didn't even catch the fight, honestly. I just watched the highlights. Saw him, he choked him out. That's about it.
Yeah. It wasn't even a fight. The fact that they had their titles from, like, Tito put his 205 belt when he wanted it back in 99.
He put his old UFC belt, and Alberto Del Rio put his old WWE belt.
Yeah, on the line. Winner takes all.
Winner takes all. I'm like, I don't want to give you my.
I wouldn't give it
belt
away.
In the yeah.
And then like,
who knows if they even did? They probably just not here.
Campbell to promote that. That's like, I don't know. It was annoying. It wasn't even a fight, to be honest. It was just Del Rio trying to like stay away, and then once Tito closed the distance, it was over.
Yeah, we knew it wasn't going to be a fight.
It looked like a kid that his first day in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Because once that fight got on the ground, I mean, it was like...
Honestly, it was the whole thing...
Embarrassing.
The whole thing was straight up...
Pro wrestling. Like,
it was straight up pro wrestling, but it was also straight up just... I guess, a ratings attempt. It was a publicity stunt, basically.
Yeah.
From the very beginning, when Alberto and Campbell went on Ariel's show and said he was going to fight, it was straight up from that. Which I commend him for even committing to it.
Mm-hmm.
I commend him. But it was just unnecessary. I get it. Whatever. You know. And then the fact that Tito got into it. Masvidal was doing commentary with them. With Juliana Pena and all this. It's just like... Yeah.
And then the minute I knew it was going to be a bad fight is the day before during the weigh-ins. When they kind of like got into a shoving match or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's all show. You know Tito.
Yeah, that was all show. But the way that like... the way Del Rio was flinching, and he looked like a kind of like a little girl trying to push back.
Yeah,
I said this guy's done
because he hasn't fought. He's old. He hasn't fought. He has a real fight in
since Pride days. against when Kirkhart was back in his prime,
and he wasn't really a good fighter then. And it's like it's like you're more of a pro wrestler. You're more of a showman. Yeah. You're a good. You're actually a good spokesman for the company.
Yeah,
which I think you should have more of a better role, a bigger role in that company, and you know, kick Campbell McLaren out of there.
But yeah, that guy's.
But I think Alberto Del Rio actually loves the sport, loves the company. Is willing to put himself in the cage. I think he'll be a better like combate president. I think again. But I don't know. That's one thing. So I didn't watch the fight. I just watched the highlights of that. Yeah. I watched majority of the UFC main event card. And then I caught the highlights of the Ruiz and Joshua. That's about it. But Ruiz and Joshua, I mean, I have not much to say on that. Joshua won. I heard he stayed on the outside, used his jab a lot. Ruiz came in extra heavy. A lot of reports of him not really training that much, got too involved with the partying and the money.
The champ lifestyle.
The champ lifestyle without really defending and being a champ.
Yeah. It just seemed like he was like throwing everything but the kitchen sink. Like he was going for power shots and he got tired so fast. Like
one shot's here, one shot there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see them giving him a third crack at it, just a quick money grab, because there's no way Joshua was going to fight Wilder or Tyson Fury anytime soon. Mm-mm. It's not going to happen.
No.
And contractually wise and promoter wise, like everything's just, it's too much in the way to make any of those fights happen.
And you can tell like the belt got to his head because he was carrying that belt everywhere he went. Like it was annoying.
So it's unfortunate for that guy to waste an opportunity like that. Yeah. So, but hey, I heard they did a good numbers, and I heard they did, a good gate. And I saw like video, Dana posted a video of, I think Dana was at the fight over in Saudi Arabia, and he posted up a video of Khabib entering the arena, and he was getting cheered by people in the stands. Like, I thought that was kind of cool. I was like,
man, that's crazy. Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause he's a rock star over there.
Yeah. So, I saw that, and there's that fight. So, I mean, I have not a whole lot to say on that fight. Where they go from here, Ruiz is best he can hope for is another big name. Who knows if he even has the drive to, you know, to give it an actual committed.
The placer for that fight was so
run.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. And then you have the UFC on ESPN 7 with Rozenstruik and Overeem. Last minute replacement for Overeem in terms of his opponent. Rozenstruik was for Walt Harris, who was going through some family issues with the loss of his daughter or his stepdaughter. Just to go over the card real quick, you had Tim Means defeating Thiago Alves, guillotine. You had Rob Font defeating Rick Simon, decision. You had Cody Stammen defeating Song Yadang. Aspen Ladd getting a TKO, third round TKO. I don't know if you caught that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. So it was a good back and forth fight. And then she comes right out of the gate of the third round and just clocks Kuniskaya with like a left hook, it was a left. Sent her to the mat, you know, did some ground and pound and just got on top and just started like raining punches and just got her out of there. What's been a big highlight of that whole fight was the pep talk that her coach gave her right before the third round. He's like, "You got to give it your all. This is it. Blah blah blah. This is like," and he was like going in on her, like you can't waste any time. This is you got to make the most of this next five minute rounds. Like he was going in on her.
She did it, huh?
And she came right out the gate. Clocked Kuniskaya and then just took her, got her out of there in 33 seconds.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was a good fight.
Good for her.
Ben Rothwell defeating Stefan Struve, TKO punches. Now this is a weird fight. I don't know. It was obviously a controversial fight. Like Ben Rothwell defeating Stefan Struve, and there's a TKO in the second round. So it's hard to believe it was second round because the fight was so long. You had two 5-minute like breaks because Ben Rothwell did two nut shots on Stefan Struve.
Oh my god.
And it, it Struve took majority of the 5 minutes for each stop. Overall, I would say that Struve was winning the fight. He was finally fighting like a big man, staying on the outside, using his kicks, using his jab, you know, keeping Rothwell at a distance, using a lot of lateral movements. And, you know, he still had some of the same holes in his game where he would lean really back and leave his chin exposed. And if anybody really threw a tall enough, threw a big right hand, probably would have took him out. But we've seen him getting dropped with those kind of punches before. But, and then there's, it's just controversial all around. You had even Dan Marigliotta trying to coach Struve into, like, you know, giving him encouragement to just go back out for that third round. That, I don't know, it was just like, you know, he said I think he was even in there like saying like, oh no, you're probably winning the fight. I took a point away too. You know, I think
he said that.
Yeah, he was like. Like
what the
yeah, telling Struve this and like you should, you know, you can do this, you know, you can go out for the third round, just go
what,
you know.
The fuck?
Yeah. And then immediate like 30 seconds later, it's like he was out. He got hit with a punch. Oh my
god.
And this was after the second nut shot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was just a
what? That's weird.
Awkward and bad fight and weird fight just all around.
That's bizarre.
A bizarre
fight. That's the Twilight Zone or something. That's crazy.
Yeah. So a bizarre fight all around. Weird. But Struve, and I don't think they're gonna run it back. Honestly, I would like to see it run it back just for the shit show it is. I don't see either one of them really cracking any of the top five.
No.
But it'll be fun to just see it running back again and just kind of have a definitive end.
I feel bad for Rothwell because he was doing pretty good until he got popped.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a good little streak going on.
And the fact that Struve is still there, it's just like, and he looks so young. He's got that baby face.
Yeah.
He
has a heart condition, isn't he?
He's got a little heart condition. He's never ever able to put a string of wins together enough. He's got so many physical attributes.
He's like a wasted talent, no?
Yeah. Like he has so many physical attributes to like, that other guys would just kill for it. Because he's a big guy, but he doesn't move like awkwardly. He's got some good.
I mean, yeah, you're skills, right. I mean, you know, look at John Jones. He uses his size to win fights, and Stephen never
was able to use his strength. But he's still in there. He's doing the thing. I don't know what's up with Struve and what he wants to do and what can really change things for him. But at this point, I don't think there's really much. I think he's just who he is, and he's gonna just fight here and there. I don't think they're really gonna achieve any. It's success. Kind of an asshole thing to say, but I don't think he's really achieved much in terms of his career at this point because we haven't seen any growth from the very beginning. Like it's like he had that, you know, a quick run early on, and then that was about
No evolution in the sport is
no evolution. Thing. No evolution in his game at all.
I'll never forget when we met him at the beach during those K-1 tryouts.
K-1 tryouts. Yeah, he was there, just kind of like
massive,
hanging out,
tall.
Yeah. Yeah, Overeem too. That was like
Overeem. Oh yeah,
that was
a Overeem on those Mexican.
Yeah, Uberim. Yeah, was around Uberim, that time. Yeah. Yeah, I think he was barely getting into the UFC around that time.
Yeah,
I think he was about to fight Brock, like right before that.
Yeah, he was huge.
Yeah. So I mean,
that horse meat.
That was that fight, you know. And then Cynthia Calvillo defeating Mariana Rodriguez declared a draw. There's a couple of draws on there. I think this Stamen fight was and Song Yadong fight was a draw. And then you have the Alistair Overeem against Rozenstruik. So, five rounds, four 4 minutes and 50 seconds of that fight, I would say Overeem was winning that fight.
Yeah, for sure.
Just outpointing him, smart, keeping his distance, exposing Rozenstruik as being, you know, still up-and-coming guy, you know, has power, has some decent skills, but not... doesn't have the experience that Overeem does.
Can you imagine? And then, oh god, I feel bad for
Overeem. And then the last like 10 to 15 seconds just gets rocked and just walk off KO by Rozenstruik.
But the referee never called the fight when he walked away.
He did. Well, he did in a way because Rozenstruik landed the punch, sent Overeem falling backwards, busted, it blew up his face. His lip was just hanging, and then the way he fell back, and then the way he got up and didn't even go towards Rozenstruik, he went like crawling alongside the cage, basically, and Dan Mirugla kind of waved it. And it got waved as it was a knockout. Dude, there was enough time in that clock to where it was a knockout. But if he would, I think it was just a stoppage.
Bizarre.
Could he have survived enough of the round? But yes, but the way he fell and the way he got up and Rosenstrike walking away and Overeem kind of like wobbling and walking the other opposite way, it was done. Is it? How much you can really say?
I think it's a moral loss for Rosenstrike, no? Because of he won the fight, but did he really win the fight?
No. Well, no. That's why it's like it's a win, but it's kind of like a moral, like it's like a loss in a way, because you did not show anybody that you're a top five guy. You're calling out Ngannou, but I don't know if you're even on his level.
I mean, he beat an aged Overeem that's going down, and he's probably in his tail end of his career.
Yeah, definitely.
And you lost that fight.
Yeah.
Other than those 10 seconds that you just mentioned.
Yeah. And that was it.
And how do you expect to fight someone in Francis Caliber? There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the power. He's got the power to pull it off. He's got, you know, he's a tough guy.
I have to see Ngannou just knocking his ass out. No, yeah. I don't know.
I can see that too. I can.
Huh.
Yeah. So
I feel bad for the people who pay tickets for that to see that fight live. I mean those fights live, because there's a lot of draws in that fight too.
And that's the card. Yeah, that was the card. It was good. I mean, a good fight overall. A decent card. I caught most of it. But yeah, good weekend of fights for the most part.
Huh? Yeah.
Three
fights.
We haven't had a chance to talk about any of the news recently. I mean, we're not going to touch on it because a lot of it's old. I would say like the Cowboy and Connor, mm-hmm. and you have a couple of matchups that got made recently. But honestly, it's like we got 245 this weekend. That's the biggest fight of the weekend. I mean, what can we say about this? Are you hyped? Are you pumped up for it? Is it something that I was more excited of this fight. 6 months ago, but now it's here.
Yeah,
I just want to see it. I'm not even interested in really watching the countdown show, embedded, and normally I do like a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, you're big on those countdown shows.
Yeah, I still like them. I'm like, because a lot of times there's at least one matchup that I get interested in. I want
to
see the
I think stuff. The fight that I'm most looking forward to is the main event, Covington and Usman.
Yeah, I want to see what happens. I'm just curious to see. Because they are competitive in terms of their, like, athletically, they are competitive. You have Uriah Faber. This is a great main event card. Uriah Faber against Petr Yan.
That's a dangerous fight.
That's a dangerous fight Uriah. That's a
dangerous fight.
you have Jose Aldo versus Marlon Moraes.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Yeah. You have Amanda Nunes, Jermaine Duranamy.
Oh, my God.
Max Holloway, Volkanovski.
Calling sick. Josh calling sick.
I want to call him sick. Like, I don't know my schedule,
God,
but I'm
damn, pretty, it's what pretty a card.
And you have Mike Perry on the undercard. You have,
I didn't know that the Morales fighting Aldo in this card.
Yeah. Irene O'Donnell on the card. You have Matt Brown versus Ben Saunders on the card.
That's a good fight, too.
You have Jessica Eye on the undercard. You have, like,
damn.
It's especially that main card is competitive and fun and interesting.
Your right, favorite opening and favorite review when, like,
Faber,
last time you saw that.
Faber and Petr Yan opening
that's
the card.
Crazy. And then that Aldo Marlon fight could be a main event anywhere else.
Yeah.
Whew, what a card.
I know.
That's a sick card.
Yeah, so we could get right into it. I mean, that's why I'm like, I'm not even interested in necessarily the drama around it all, because I don't really think it's like all that personal between them. I think it's more competitive than anything. And even there's no drama between Max Holloway and Volkanovski. None against Amanda Nunes, Duranamy, Jose Aldo, or any of these. This is all just competitive matchups that you just honestly just want to see what happens, because it's hard to. I mean,
I think Covington, you know, because I know maybe Covington is playing a character, but I know Usman doesn't like him at all.
No, they definitely don't like each other, but I don't think it's like that deep seated hatred.
Yeah.
To where it's like. I'm more interested what happens in this fight against each other. Like, what happens when you put these two against each other in competitive-wise and athletically, what happens?
I mean, one's a D2 wrestler, the other one's a D1 wrestler.
Yeah, and it's just they both put on the pressure. One, I think Colby puts on a little bit more pressure. Who puts it together? You know, size is that going to play a factor? I think Usman's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm just more interested. I just want to see it. I'm not like interested in any of the bullshit. None of them really interested me in terms of like personality wise. They're not like, you know, it's not like a Whitaker and Israel where I was like, oh, I like to see the interactions on embedded. And I like to see the, you know, countdown shows for that. This one, I'm like, eh. Like, I'm not interested in them personally, the personality.
Well, I just came out of nowhere, too. So
yeah. So, I mean, we'll get right to it. Uriah Faber coming back, 40 years old, picked up a win over against, what's his name that just fought? Simon. TKO punt, win. And then now he's fighting Petr Yan, who's 13-1, who's on a roll, who's just a freaking berserker in that division. Who probably could fight for a title pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Who do you have in that one? Do you give Uriah Faber much of a shot against a young guy like this?
No, I don't see Uriah winning this fight at all.
Petrion, no.
Petrion, he beats him.
I think he beats him too.
Decision.
Yeah, I think he messes him up in that decision.
Yeah,
I think he.
It's a one-sided fight.
Yeah, I think it's a one-sided fight too. Jose Aldo, no. I get sad in terms of when I think of Jose Aldo because I know he was on the way out. He had his three fights that he was going for, and then that was it. He was done. And ends up signing like an 8-fight win like contract. I'm like, dude, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, what else are you gonna do? Whatever. But
yeah.
He's fighting Marlon Moraes. This was honestly gonna be his retirement fight, I think. This was supposed to be his retirement fight. This was the third one of the year. Retirement fight. He was going to go out with a Marlon Moraes fight, and I thought that was great. Which he still can. He still can retire and come back if he chooses to.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Who do you have in this fight? Yeah, Marlon Moraes coming off of the loss against Henry Cejudo. I don't think he's fought since Henry Cejudo, has he?
He hasn't. And this is Jose Aldo's debut at 135.
Yeah. Yes. That's another thing too. Is he going to make weight?
Yeah, I mean, he struggled making 145, so can he make 135?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to go to Marlon Moraes, only because he's used to that weight cut. He's established in that division.
Yeah.
And he's going to fight at Jose Aldo. It hasn't been the same Jose Aldo since before Conor.
Yeah. I mean, he's still pretty... He's
still dangerous.
He took out... what's his name? He took out Jeremy Stevens. He took out
Frankie Edgar.
Mercado.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
He took out Frankie Edgar again. So, I mean, he's done. He's still there. He's still competitive, and he's still like a top guy, but not the world beater he used to be. But he's still a top guy.
Yeah.
But I would go Marlon Moraes. I think he's going to be fresher. He's going to be stronger at this weight class. This is his weight class. He's used to it. Yeah.
We've seen fighters,
I think,
who struggle cutting weight, going to a fight, and they're not the same.
No, and I think it's gonna be too much of a weight cut for Aldo, and I think
he struggles at 145.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see it, and it's not like Marlon Moraes can't throw punches and kicks.
He's
amazing. He can.
Yeah,
and he's gonna be the fresher, stronger. Fighter, I think Aldo's going to be too depleted. It's a bad matchup. Bad matchup in a brand new weight class. It's like too much too soon. Amanda Nunes, Duranemi. I like this fight. I'm curious about this fight.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup for Amanda just because the size difference and two girls. But I'm going to go Amanda Nunes. I'm going to go with her championship experience.
They fought before, I think.
Believe so.
I think Amanda beat her.
Yeah. Right? I just see... I don't see Jermaine, like... I don't think she likes getting punched, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just see... Yeah, Amanda TKO finish.
I'd probably say Amanda, too. I mean, I was thinking of Duranemi is going to be able to, like... You know, because I know she's on a roll right now. But, you know, so is Amanda, so... Probably go Amanda. She's got more skills in terms of, especially with the ground game. Max Holloway against Volkanovski. I think this is a tough fight for Max Holloway. This is
It's probably know, his hardest fight up to date for his title.
And it's not an easy one to come back to. No. After the Poirier fight. Mm-hmm. Not an easy one to come back to.
Well, he's fought already since then.
Has he?
What did he fight? Yeah, he defended his title, didn't he? Not so long ago. He beat... Who did he beat last?
Was it Frankie?
Was it Frankie? Yeah, I think it was Frankie.
I think it might have been Frankie. I don't know.
Yeah, he's defending his title.
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to go Holloway. I think Holloway always finds a way to win. And as long as he uses his reach advantage and his height, I think he's a well-versed fighter where he can...
Especially at this weight class, huh?
He can pick him apart and he can beat Volkanovski.
I think he's in this weight class, he's the bigger guy.
Yeah.
He's in better shape.
And this is Volkanovski's first title fight, yeah. So,
you know.
You got to put those five rounds.
Can Volkanovski win? Yeah, I think he can. I think this is his tough. I think Max's toughest fight is going to be not a walk easy fight for him. It's going to be a really tough fight for Max, but we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I'll probably go with I'll go with Max to get it done. Probably by decision. I couldn't even see a split.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be that close. Kamaru Usman versus Colby Covington.
Ooh, another hard fight to pick.
Welterweight title on the line.
You know, both guys are great wrestlers. Both guys can strike. I give the edge of power to Usman. Mm-hmm. I think... I don't know. Kamaru.
Yeah.
I see Kamaru beating... Covington.
I'm going to go with Colby.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick.
I think the pressure, I don't think he has any injuries. I don't think he's, you know, because Kamaru has those foot injuries and all that.
And I think Colby got into his head.
Yeah.
I think I can see Usman fighting angry.
Yeah. I know Usman's the bigger guy, but Colby's just relentless. And his striking, his wrestling, everything's there. I can see him getting the win. Yeah. I can see this. I don't know. Something tells me probably Kobe, but honestly, I think it's still a
great 50-50
fight. So
yeah, it's a great fight.
So that's this weekend.
Ooh, we made it through.
Yeah, and that's our show. We're glad to be back. This is a brand new podcast. This is all going
day one.
Day one. Starting over again. Starting fresh. We'll be back. See you guys next week.
Yeah, appreciate all you guys who have been patient with us. You'll be rewarded. yeah. So check out our Blogspot, MMA Complex at Blogspot.
Right? .com.
Yeah. .com. Yeah, so check it out. Support us. Spread the word. And we'll see you guys.
First-time listeners, last-time listeners, Spotify, everybody, YouTube. Go to the YouTube channel. Just subscribe. Click like. Even if you don't watch anything, fuck it.
Live. We'll believe you guys.
Like, comment, say it was an amazing show. Whatever
you guys want. Yeah. See you guys next week.
See you guys.